It is the Riot Podcast. So it's Friday.
Yes!
That is one good thing. But there's two other really good things about this podcast today.
Okay.
First one, name it quickly.
One of them. I was going to say Linux and Danger Scene.
I just separated them. One is Danger Scene and one is Linux.
I was like, man. What's the other great thing?
No, I was just separating them. Linux and Danger Scene stepped in studio with us, which was so nice to have them. We also added that to Facebook Live.
Yes.
So you can watch our interview as well. When you're done with this podcast, just check out Radio U Riot on Facebook, and you can see the interview there.
All right. So actually, you really need to, because some of the things that happen when the music's playing,
but still on Facebook,
like
you get more interview.
More interview in that Facebook Live interview than there is in the clips. So you really need to take some time, especially the Danger Scene conversation about brand loyalty. You'll know it when you hear it, but there's a whole section that you're going to miss.
So check that out through Radio U Riot on Facebook. And of course, we'll add more through riot.radiou.com. That's our page, kind of like our hub for everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
And we still have a very long day to go.
I think I might go in and get some of Chris's coffee.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, no. Like, you'll hear in the podcast, Chris brings us food. Now I'm going to drink the coffee he made?
You're going to get sick again.
Don't say it. Because the thing is,
You were already sick.
No, I was already sick. The only thing I would say about that is that whatever Chris, I did not get Chris's sick. Like, whatever sick Chris has, I didn't have, and I don't want it.
Sure, I know.
I caught sick from my roommates and their weird fever dream thing, whatever. So, like, dang. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And thank you so much for listening. And we love to hear from you. So if you ever have a moment, email us at riot@radiou.com and let us know what's going on.
It is the Riot.
The worst of the Riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
Now, see, everybody laughed at me, well, laughed, not laughed, about 3 minutes ago when I talked about the guy that worked at the gas station that he was like, sell me your soul, get donuts and gas for free kind of a thing. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what. Gas stations can be dark places, Nikki. They can be dark places that look shiny on the outside, but are all full of botulism on the inside.
They promise you other stuff inside.
You're like, nah. Hey, let me tell you something right now. The Sacramento Bee, which is not the same as the Babylon Bee, just so we're clear right up front, they're reporting on several patients that have been admitted to, whatever the hospital is there in Walnut Grove, California. Here's a quote from a family member of one of the people that is a confirmed case of botulism. Tell me this doesn't sound delicious. She picked up a bag of Doritos at the gas station on April 21st on her way home from work.
How can that be bad?
And drizzled them with cheese sauce.
From like the gas station?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so who does that? I've never heard of that before.
What, getting nacho cheese at a gas station?
Well, putting it on your Doritos.
Oh, friend. Like gas station
nacho cheese.
I've never done that before either, but I think it sounds amazing.
What's it kind of like a walking taco kind of, but just the cheese?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would just be like nachos, but you put cheese on it. Or Nikki, let me give you a Nikki perspective. It would just be like a hot pretzel bites,
yeah,
but you drizzle cheese on it instead of a dip.
Sure. Okay. Well, I was thinking like they went and got the Dorito bag, opened it up from the gas station, took the ladle of cheese and poured it themselves over.
No, I think they did.
Without it being like an officially sanctioned meal.
See, Nikki, I think that the problem that you and I are having here is that you don't eat at gas stations enough. Because a lot of times what you do is you go over to where the cheese is. It's not ladled out. There's a push button.
Oh,
okay?
I envision it being like that soup bucket.
No, it's not.
Like at the buffet we sometimes go to. And you lift up the half side of the top of it.
Sure.
And it has the ladle in it, and you just pour it out.
Now, I'm not going to say you can trust people at a buffet with cheese, but just imagine a place that is several steps below that on the trustworthy scale, and that's where we're at with this cheese, okay? So, no. It's a push button. And what I'm imagining is you go over and get yourself a grab bag of Doritos, then you put them in that little cardboard tray that they offer you.
And then spoon it over.
And then And nope, see, not spooning, Push the button.
Push the button, and then the cheese comes out.
Then you, you know, run it underneath
And then you get botulism.
And you do get botulism, because that's exactly what's happened. They say there are 5 cases of botulism that have been linked to this gas station cheese. Dude, I eat that sometimes. I go to gas stations and get cheese.
And people are probably still eating it there. They just don't know.
Yeah, one of my roommates, to their shame, like, their great love is a good hunk of cheese from a gas station.
Well, sometimes we have our downfalls.
Yeah, well, botulism. Like, it sounds funny to me, but, like, it's not funny. That is a life-threatening, like, you can die from botulism. And the reason that they're suing is they basically say, like, look, botulism doesn't just happen. That's negligence.
It's not like, when you sometimes get, you know, like a stomach bug from food, and it's like, well, you're going to live, but you're just going to be miserable for a few days. Like food poisoning.
This is like paralysis.
This could
rough.
Be very, very serious. And they're doing something very wrong if they keep having that.
Yeah. So this is a quote from the LA Times. Attorneys haven't estimated how much in damages the family will seek, but noted that botulism cases have been resolved for millions of dollars.
I was going to say, botulism for these people sounds a lot like a billion. So just think about that number.
Well, when I show you a picture of the gas station, it looks like you're going to be lucky to get free cheese.
Oh, they're not going to have
It's not
going to have that.
It's not going to be millions.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Now, whether you like him or not, I think it's undeniable that President Trump is one of the best things that's happened to the entertainment industry in a really long time.
Meaning there's lots of content?
Well, yeah, because...
Again, whether good or bad, there's just lots of content.
I mean, well, take Saturday Night Live, for example. They all hate President Trump, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but that kind of anger leads to extra creativity. And of course, everybody wants to tune in to see, like, what are they going to do this time? What are they going to do this time? So making fun of, and of course, then it turns into, once they start to run out of ideas, you hear things like, well, he's writing the scripts for us, you know, et cetera, aka scramble, we need something.
Sure.
Come on. But if you haven't been keeping score, you know, Alec Baldwin doesn't. He doesn't really want to do the Trump thing anymore.
Yeah, like, but that kind of gave him
a
renaissance to his career and some cash.
But he doesn't really want to do it anymore.
I'm sure.
So yesterday, Johnny Depp said, I can do it.
Johnny Depp did?
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
If you're getting concerned about Alec Baldwin doing President Trump on SNL, just know that
there's backups available.
Yeah, Johnny Depp thinks that he can absolutely, like, fill those shoes.
Now, I don't want to offend, okay? This is just me personally. I put Johnny Depp in, like, the George Clooney category for me. Like,
What's that mean?
Sure, like, he's a really good actor and stuff, but they're never really in anything I care about seeing. But I know they're paid a lot of money, and they're just regarded as, like, okay, top actors.
So, okay, so...
But I just don't really like anything from them.
It's funny that you say that, because now I'm like, wait, what?
It's like, what are they in and what have they done? But yet they're really paid a lot of money.
So, well, but what you're saying is that if, you know, Johnny Depp did start doing President Trump, you really would be.
No, I wouldn't even care. I don't care about Johnny Depp as much. Or, like I said, George Clooney. Like, there are certain actors I feel we look up at, like, wow, they're just amazing, and look at the work they've done. But I don't feel like their work really, really stands up to that.
All right, let's
try. And I don't think Pirates of the Caribbean, the new one, or the entire series will match up to that as well.
Well, what about the original Pirates of the Caribbean?
It wasn't anything too amazing.
You know, I actually disagree with you on that.
You liked it a lot?
Oh, I think the first one was... They really had something there where it was original. It was very different. You know, all those kinds of things. Now, the sequels, I don't care. Like, they can keep them.
Then that moves into that category I was talking about.
The first time.
That was good.
Yeah, I feel like they had something. Okay, what about the Dark Shadows movie? He was in the 21 Jump Street movie.
Never
seen. Uncredited.
Yeah.
Let's see. Rango?
Nope.
Alice in Wonderland?
Nope.
Public Enemies.
But I know you like that one.
I did like that. His turn as John Dillinger was acceptable. It wasn't amazing.
See? Just, again, kind of overrated.
Okay. Bloopers of the Caribbean? That's a short film. Finding Neverland?
Nope.
Blow.
Nope.
That was a great trailer, though. That really had a great trailer, but the movie was a real downer. Nick of Time?
Nope.
Donnie Brasco?
Nope.
Benny and June?
Nope.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
See, it's
Ed
a long
Wood?
List. It's a very long list.
He was in Platoon.
No, I don't even need to hear the rest of the list.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nope.
Nicky!
No, there's nothing.
Wait.
There's nothing.
Wait, what if I added this? Donald Trump, Saturday Night Live.
So if you add that to it, no, I just don't care about the man very much.
Okay, George Clooney, Ocean's
11. Plus, I don't get
Ocean's
his
11.
Accent as well. Like, when I hear him in interviews, I just don't get him.
I actually... Okay, that's interesting that you say that because I don't even know what he actually sounds like.
Yes, I don't know either.
It's like when Johnny Depp just talks, I have no idea what that sounds like.
So I just have never connected to him as a, like, oh, I love this guy as an actor or like a person.
Well, we're going to get him on the show because I feel like...
There's some problems we need to work through. Let's iron out.
I feel like if I brought him in this room, he'd charm you.
So it's almost like... Alec Baldwin, you know, playing Trump, you're like, I don't personally care very much. So if Johnny Depp were to play Trump as well, I still really wouldn't care too much.
See, my take on old Alec Baldwin is that I pretty much just absolutely love seeing him on screen.
Mm-hmm.
But he and I personally, I don't think we'd
get
along very well at all.
You're right. Well, someone texted in Edward Scissorhands. I'll give you that. That was worth a watch. But, I mean, that's an older movie. It's been a while. I want something current, you know, not a classic.
Oh, he's going to be in the next Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Again, you don't have to go back to the list. It's fine.
Romeo and Juliet?
Nope.
He's going to be Sherlock Gnomes?
No.
Nope. What? Gnomes? That's what? How clever that is.
So that's all right. So Johnny Depp, there's something.
All right. You just seem a little aloof about the whole thing, Nikki. Johnny Depp wants you to like him.
I don't care as much about him. As
what you're really
his
saying,
managers would like me to.
Do you think it's you, not him? It's him. You think it's him.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not the only one.
You're blaming him.
No, I'm not. It just hasn't worked out.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
His name is Brandon. He's 37. He's from Austin, Texas. I tell you all that, you have no idea who he is. But when I tell you this, you'll know exactly who Brandon Vesmar is. You see, he took someone to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2 last week.
Oh, the one guy.
To the Alamo Draft House. She texted multiple times, ran out of the theater, etc., etc.
Said she had an emergency.
She said she did.
She had an emergency with a friend, and the guy finally said, if you're going to text that much, just go out to the lobby. And before you know it, she finds out, because he texts later, that he wants his money back for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if not, would go to small claims court, because he knew how to fill that out online.
He filed for a small claims claim in small claims court. And I just want you to know, Nikki, that the Alamo Draft House was willing to give him a gift card in that amount. But his date, Crystal Cruz, she just paid him.
Paid him back.
The $17.31 and asked him to drop the claim, and he is dropping the claim.
You know what I find more and more more annoying in this situation?
The fact that this guy's still single?
Well, okay.
I mean, doesn't that just really seem ridiculous?
I'm not surprised about that. I'm totally not surprised. But if I was the girl in this case, it wouldn't be that he was so offensive and annoying to ask for the money back from the date. I would be more upset because now the entire country knows what went on.
Well,
like, everyone knows this story.
You know what, though? Like,
it's not like you're looking bad at her, but just you've lost your chance to just blend in. Like, if anybody finds out, they'll know that you're the one.
She's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, she's fine. This guy, on the other hand, no way. Like, you're 37. I just want you to know you're going to die alone. Okay?
Okay, that's super harsh.
Just letting you... Am I wrong?
Maybe he has parents, his family.
All right, like if things go as they, you know, kind of would, like, no. He's the last of his line.
Last of it, that's it.
His best hope.
So really, his family should be most upset about this story.
His best hope is that he has a brother or a sister that's having kids, and they'll be there for him because he's not having his own.
Because he's not going to find anybody else. He won't be able to live this down.
She, on the other end, she's going to be fine. No big deal. She has friends already, we know.
True.
And she was trying to help one of them. So, yeah, this guy.
I would just hate for everybody to be like, yeah, you're that one. I would hate that.
No. Yeah, but I mean, like, this will pass. Because, well, right here, just looking at this article, there are pictures of him, no pictures of her.
Sure.
But yeah, this guy, yeah, good luck.
His pictures are everywhere.
Good luck with that. So she paid him back. He's dropping the suit. And now everybody knows what a huge jerk he is.
But man, if you were the movie theater in Texas, the Alamo Draft House,
yeah,
you should give her the gift card.
Well, you know what? I'm sure this epic is not over. And I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't
slide her a little something.
Take care of her a little bit.
Little gift card, little free concessions.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been to that theater, but I can say from just the internet, they seem to be a pretty cool bunch of people down there.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
And the Riot. Obviously. Radio U.
You know the people over at Consumer Reports? You know something weird about them? Did you know they're a nonprofit organization?
Yeah, Consumer Reports.
Yeah, they don't run on advertisements. Like you make a, I guess, donation, sign up to join. I've signed up for their online service before when I was buying.
Was it tires?
Maybe it was tires.
I remember
tires.
When you did that.
I don't know. I signed up for it for like 2 months and researched a few different things that I ended up buying. And it was helpful because the nice thing is, because they're nonprofit, they don't accept money from corporations for advertising. So just like Radio U, they can speak their minds.
I was going to say, it sounds like Radio U report.
Yeah, that's it. So they've got a report that has just come out where they have tested 60 different sunscreens,
mm-hmm,
lotions, sprays, sticks, and 23 of the 60 had an SPF label higher than what was actually in the bottle.
So would that be a good thing or a bad thing?
No, that would be a bad thing. So let's say you bought something and
it's okay. So the label is higher, yes.
Exactly. So let's see. Granted, Nikki, this one doesn't affect us, but they say that like Baby Gannix mineral-based lotion, SPF 50 plus, $10. They say 50, but they were the lowest ranked sunscreen in the entire study.
I also thought I remember they do say that at some point, though you might see a higher number on a sunscreen bottle, there's really like at a certain point.
There's a point at which it can do no more.
They might say it could go higher, but really, no, it can't.
Yes.
So if it's like SPF 2000, it's like, no, I think it's like 50, that's tops.
They say that the two highest rated sunscreens that they had was the Trader Joe's spray sunscreen,
mm-hmm,
which is actually, that's a pretty good deal. That's only, how can Trader Joe's sunscreen only be $6? Because, I mean, peanuts cost more than that at Trader Joe's.
I don't know.
But that was their highest rated. And then something called La Roche, a broad spectrum anti-helios 60. It says it's a melt-in sunscreen, fast-absorbing, velvety finish for all skin types.
It's not just for kids that you got to worry, but say you were going out and you put on sunscreen and you thought you had enough, or maybe you have sensitive skin and you don't want to get a burn, but what you're putting on, what you bought, is not actually covering you as much as you thought it would.
Yes, I will tell you, as someone that has very sensitive skin, I have a tendency,
burn easily?
Oh, dude, I fry, like, that, no problem. So I will often buy baby rated sunscreen because that's the stuff where they're like, man, hold out all the stops.
Nothing's getting through this.
We can't let the baby get burned. And so apparently that's a lie. So, yep, those are the two best, Trader Joe's and La Roche-Posay.
I usually buy whatever can come out in a spray can form.
Oh, dude, spray sunscreen's where it's at. What is that stuff I always buy? It's something sport.
I usually buy like Copper Tone Sport.
Probably.
Or there's a few others. I know whatever is the big pack.
Neutrogena. That's the stuff I always buy. Yep. Yep. I love that stuff because this is going to sound weird, but I think it smells kind of good. And the spray is easy to use. It's a little expensive,
mm-hmm,
but it also.
Hey, it's your health.
It doesn't leave my skin feeling oily.
What is this?
Just tell me.
Is this an OB Consumer Report?
Well, Nikki, if you wore sunscreen as often as I do,
sure,
you would begin to develop opinions about it. So that's the stuff that I like. I don't see it on this list at the top or bottom. So, you know what? I can handle the middle. Sure.
Imagine a world where the Riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the Riot. on Radio U.
Do you find yourself starting out your day and you're like, man, I really need to wear jeans, but you know at some point during the day you're probably going to end up needing to, you know, switch out to shorts?
Yeah.
Like maybe you're running a race or going to the beach or whatever fun things it is that you've got planned. And you think to yourself, like, I'm not really going to have time to change. I really need something that works in both circumstances.
I know those pants.
Have you seen them?
Well, no, I've only seen, who is it, Richard Hammond from one of my favorite episodes of Top Gear when they were on Top Gear. And well, for him, he had the pair of pants that were pants and then at the knees they zip and then they become shorts.
Well,
these are different.
They don't zip at the knees, Nikki. They zip. Actually, I don't even know if they zip at all. That's the thing that I can't figure out. Oh, no, they don't. All right. So they have little, instead of zippers, they have buttons.
Yeah.
And you button them up.
Whoa, these are not good looking jeans.
Now, let's not judge them too harshly here.
The convertible jorts, which are like shorts and jeans. So mm-hmm. Jean shorts.
Yeah.
But that's just an unflattering place to zip them.
Well, you're not zipping them. Remember, you're buttoning.
You're buttoning.
So, I mean, like, that's a little bit different. And so, it looks like you're wearing
what
you call, like a pair of denim briefs.
Yeah.
And then imagine that you just have these leggings that come up and you button them there.
What's the cowboy or, like, if you were...
Chaps.
Like a motorcycle thing. It's like jean chaps.
Denim chaps.
Doesn't that sound really attractive?
Okay, but Nikki, all fashion innovations probably start from an unattractive place.
This doesn't seem practical, though. If you're wearing jeans and you really need it practical, you need some length to the jeans. You need them a little longer.
Well, like, they go, once you attach the...
Then they're just jeans.
The leggings.
Yeah, I feel like the short part. Okay. The shorts are not workable.
You're like, what's wrong with them?
That's what's wrong with them.
What's wrong?
And you're like, yeah, what's wrong? You're not seeing them, okay? They're very, very weird.
Nikki's harshing on these things. I mean, they're just,
And the jeans themselves, they're also like mom jeans. So it's just a particular style that it's all a weird style.
Think about this, all right? They're mom jeans, but they've got that brief cut. And then, you know, if you really want to mix it up, you could wear one leg on, one leg off. Like, it's perfect.
You would look really weird in this. They're not for you. I think, I don't know. You know, I don't want to say anything. Who's to say what's for what? I don't know.
I am a little bothered by just how you immediately jumped to, I wouldn't look good in
them. Well, you want to know why you wouldn't?
Tell me.
They're $425.
That's only dressing me up. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'd rather wear the dollar bills all over my legs.
You know what? That would be a great look for you.
I'm not paying $425 for these. It's just the shorts part that look really weird.
Just not feeling it.
No.
That's fine, Nikki. I mean, sometimes it takes some bold people to change up fashion.
Well, and I like the article. They're like, the shorts are nice at least if booty jorts are what you're after. However,
booty jorts.
That's how you call it.
There you go. $425. I wish I had the kind of money to where I would be like, I'll try them. I also haven't tried to see what sizes are available, but
I'm sure.
I've got a feeling about the sizes.
Well, you have a different body style than these.
Oh, shrew. I love that text. It says, solution, Velcro tear-off jeans.
Yeah, that would be, it's actually worse if you go to the product page.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've gone to the product page.
You're
just different.
You're just not feeling it?
No, I'm not.
All right.
Let's see, size-wise, 36, 38, and 40.
I love that the girl in these photos is where, oh my gosh, the last photo of just the shorts and the heels.
It's so weird.
It is.
I don't know. I don't even know.
It is terrible.
It is
truly terrible.
It's quite a look. So if you're interested in the detachable cutout front jeans.
Somebody somewhere is wearing that thing.
For $425.
Oh yeah. They're nice. So I guess that's one less thing I can get you for your birthday this year.
Yeah, but that is never on the list.
Not on the list. All right, fine.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U. Riot Control. Riot Control on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
So for the last week or so, I have been playing Battlezone on the PC. with the Oculus. Now, Battlezone is a tank game you can get for the PlayStation, for PlayStation VR. You can get it for the PC on the Oculus Store or on Steam. And the people at Rebellion, the developers, gave us a code to check it out on Steam. So that is where I have been playing it. Battlezone is a reimagining of a classic arcade game. It's been released a couple of different times, a couple of different ways, but this is the latest. And the idea is this. There's a bad guy, and you have a tank.
So a simple storyline.
Yeah, story is not overwhelming in Battlezone. There are lots of different modes, but the most important, the one I liked the most, was the offline mode. And you play single player, and you just end up with a large grid. And a piece at a time, you make your way across the grid. It's kind of like a overworld in Mario.
Yeah.
You pick one level, you go in, you play the level, you come out, and you work your way across the grid. There's some strategy involved, but the base of the game is it's you in virtual reality in your battle zone tank. And that's where it really shines, because one of the things that virtual reality does well is, you know, give you that feeling that you're somewhere else. And Nikki, Battlezone's going to make you feel like you're in the tank of the future. Or more importantly, a tank from one of the Tron movies.
It does look a lot like it. What was nice is you can actually go to Radio U Riot, our Facebook or our YouTube channel, and you can watch Battlezone in virtual reality, and then you'll really get the Tron look thing.
It really does.
It makes sense, because when you see it's like, oh, there's the grid sort of look.
Yeah, it has that aesthetic all over. But keep in mind, this game comes from when that original movie, like, that arcade look,
around
like
that
all
era.
That stuff. It's that era. And they do a great job of bringing it forward. The music, the look, the combat's really interesting too, because it doesn't move as fast as you think it probably would. It really makes it a lot more deliberate. I felt like you had to think a little bit more. And the weapons are projectiles, so they move at a certain speed. Everything just has, even though it's fake, it has a real feel to it as you're doing it. And that, again, to me, is where Battlezone really shines. It feels like you're in a tank of the future. Now, with virtual reality games, they will give you comfort ratings. And they're like green, yellow, red. This game gets a yellow. And the reason it gets a yellow is because, dude, every once in a while, I was like,
you get a little motion sickness?
Whoa! Hang on, let's slow down. And it mostly comes from, you know, in Battlezone, there are other tanks that you're shooting at.
Uh-huh.
But every once in a while, there's a flying thing. And you'll look up, and you're trying to find the flying thing, and I keep looking around. And after a while, I'm like, okay. Yeah,
that's the motion that makes you a little nauseous.
I'm going to let the flying thing go for a minute. I'm just going to shoot at the guy on the ground.
Nothing's worse. And you're stuck in your headset, so, like, you're there.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right there. But you know what? I didn't find it to be too bad, except for the flying guys. They, for whatever reason, really brought up
induced motion sickness.
I had a hard time with those guys.
So this is Battlezone in virtual reality.
Yeah, it's on the PlayStation 4 for PSVR, Oculus, and Steam. And you know what? I had a good time with it.
It's a tank, it's a Tron-looking thing, and it's virtual reality.
It feels like it's really zeroed into.
It checks all your boxes
it
off.
It does! And it's like what people think virtual reality is going to be like. I don't know. It kind of has that vibe for me. So, hey, if you want to watch me play it, you can check right now on our Radio U Facebook page, Radio U Riot, our Facebook page, and then, of course, the Radio U Riot YouTube channel.
That's under Obadiah Plays, or follow him on Twitch under Obadiah Plays. So anytime he streams something new, you'll get notified.
Get a chance to take a look, and maybe you got something you want us to look at. We'll let you know. I will tell you, Nikki, next week, remember the zombie game, Arizona Sunshine?
Yeah, are you going to do that?
I got it.
Oh, that would be fun.
So we probably
jealous.
Need to.
That would be a good one to play. I wonder, though, if you watch Obi play Battlezone in virtual reality, when the flying things come around, will that make you sick as someone who's watching him who's getting sick?
If you watch somebody's playing in VR, they whip their head around a lot, which is fine when you're in the headset, but when you're watching it, it's like, whoa, guy.
Slow down.
Slow down there, bud. That's a little bit much.
So I'll have to look for those parts to see what happens to us as the watcher.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
Hey, Obi.
Yes, Nikki.
First, can we just give an applause to Chris for bringing in breakfast today?
Yeah, he did. Thank you, Chris.
He gets that. And then Danger Scene and Linux should be coming in to the Radio U studios.
And if they know what's good for them, they've got donuts. So
oh, we just ate breakfast, so maybe not.
Shh.
We could have more. You're right. I'm so sorry. Well, Nikki, and it's not just about us. There's others here. There's others who like donuts.
Here's the thing that gets me is, like, I feel like a lot of times you're living in an either-or world. And I don't want to live in an either or world.
Well, I'd like to live in a
both and.
No, that's not true about me. I like to live in a world where I don't want to demand or ask anybody anything to do. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want them to feel pressured to bring in donuts when we just ate. Because Chris, he just offered.
He didn't feel pressure. He didn't ask.
That was his own thing.
Okay, now he just left the room. Yeah. So now we can talk about it.
Yes.
Okay, do you understand how, like, the foolish thing that we have done here?
What?
Chris comes in. Chris has got...
We don't know what he has.
He has... I can only call it deadly plague.
It's got this cough that's, like, so deep and so true.
Yeah,
like
you it's real.
Like, if you look at him while he's coughing, it's just like, what's going on? Yeah.
So, he comes in here and brings us food and we take it?
You're right. He just passed it along. It leaves him and jumps in through our food.
Like, okay, I mean, I assume that the White Castle people made the breakfast, put it in a bag, and he just brought the bag in.
I don't know, though.
But, like, we don't know that.
He opened it up and...
For all I know, Chris had licked the sandwich I just ate. I don't know.
I just worried because I assume Chris can't be contagious anymore, but he still has that cough.
Just out of curiosity, what makes you think he's not contagious?
I think it's only when you have a fever, right?
I think that's a myth. I mean, I've heard it. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But something tells me that, like, that
and he's
not
had
necessarily
this
true.
For a while, and they said, you know, antibiotics won't really work. But they gave him some, I think.
He's got the super flu.
He's got the virus.
He's got the super flu. He went to the doctor, and they said antibiotics won't fix.
So what do you think about the rest of today?
I'm really excited about where this Lennox interview is going to go.
Great. They're coming in later. Chris.
So what do you think? How do you feel that I want to ask Lennox what they think about communicable diseases?
Coughing.
Yeah.
Cough drops.
I want to ask about the fever thing. I also want to ask them about their pool party.
Yeah,
I want to
know if they still do it.
If they had one yet. So, because it's pretty hot. It's been hot in Nashville the last couple days.
Lennox would always have bring your own pool parties. So, like, at their house, you'd bring in, like, an inflatable pool.
You bring your own pool.
So, everybody in the yard would have their own little individual pool set up.
Mm-hmm. You know, we'll ask them later. They're coming in.
Once you what?
Let's just say, once you get the pool set up, and it's like, this is fun. But then there's that moment where everybody's just sitting in their own pool.
What are we doing?
Like,
so if it's so hot outside, though, it's fine. It's a great idea.
I feel like I need to set up a TV or something. Is there Wi-Fi?
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
And Nikki, I'm reading a great article on a website I've never visited in my life, New York Magazine. And this write-up is about friends and social media.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I have friends and I'm on social media. This is very relevant to me.
I must read this article.
So this is fascinating. It is about this girl is talking about how she had a friend that she met IRL and they got along famously, just loved each other, became really great friends. And then she started, like, following her on Twitter, friended her on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all the social medias.
Yeah.
And now she absolutely can't stand this person that she met in person, loved in person, got along so well, and now absolutely cannot stand them on social media.
Here's the problem, though. You friended them across the board. They're going to know.
Oh, yeah. When you pull out,
it's going to cause some problems, but you might like a person in real life, but hate them online.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, do you have people like that in your life?
I do.
I see. I do,
and
too.
And it's not you.
No, it's not that. But I
don't like you. I've noticed you. Even in real life.
Look, this. I like you better on social media than I do in real life.
It can happen with relatives because you tend to add them, you know, on all types of social media.
Uh-huh.
But you don't necessarily get along with them or like everything that they do. And especially during the whole election time, like, I just didn't want to hear from anybody.
Well, nobody did.
No one did at that time. But you just might not get along personality-wise with someone online because people act differently there.
Well, and it's an interesting thing, too, that your online personality is different. I had a friend, this has been a couple years ago, who, I'm not making this up, reached out to me to talked to me about how concerned he was about me, about how materialistic and shallow I had become.
It's like, whoa.
I'm not making that up.
And that's crazy. But and he was basing it off of your social networking posts?
Basically, like the things that I post about on social media. Which
aren't even like that.
Well, no. I mostly post about movies, video games, and whatever's bugging me.
Work stuff.
And, well, like for example, yesterday, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll notice that after I stretched and screamed, oh yeah, I thought that I was finally turning... Chris, not coughing, buddy. We're on the air here, okay? Could you not cough?
Chris, it's okay? You know, it's just him. You
take
just
your cough drops, all right?
You need to, all right?
So anyway, back to the beginning of my story.
You were tweeting because you were at the workout
and
club.
I stretched. No, I was here in the studio alone. And I stretched and I was like, oh, yeah! Like, great stretch. And then I was like... I'm going to turn into the Kool-Aid man.
Yes, you are.
I'm about to run through this wall right now.
That's the stuff you post, and your friend was concerned that you'd become shallow and materialistic.
Yes, because I only posted about movies I wanted to see and games that I wanted to buy. So, you know.
But that can cause a riff.
Yeah, an Oculus riff.
So what is the, which you also post about? Which can cause people to just wonder about you. But see, like, they'd be like, well, he spent all this money, wasted his money on...
Wasted his life.
On virtual reality when they don't know. You got a great Craigslist deal on that thing, and it was practically a steal.
Can't explain it all.
So, I understand the problem.
I wonder, like, that... But this article makes me wonder, like, I wonder how annoying I am on social media versus in person. Because the only thing I have going for me, I think... is that I'm pretty annoying in person. So I feel like if you find my social media presence annoying, I'm giving a true representation.
They just find you annoying everywhere.
But so, I mean, it's a package deal.
But I think you shine on Twitter because it's a condensed amount of characters. You can't go too far. And it's short and sweet. And you do really well where you just hit them with something funny. You know, like, oh,
zing.
Kool-Aid man. There you go. There's your post. Where Facebook, it's a little bit more in trouble because it can be a little bit lengthier.
Oh, I don't...
But you don't post there.
But see, I don't share it. What people have to understand is, like, I don't share any of the deep down stuff.
No, that's locked away.
Doesn't mean it's not there. It just means I'm shallow and materialistic. So...
So what does the study say? Is there anything else?
No, it's
else
not a study. It was just an article.
Just an article
this
about it?
Girl was saying that, like, she was starting to meet people that she loved in real life and then hated them on social media. So maybe you... Okay. Sometimes you just unfollow. You don't unfriend, you unfollow.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Twitter, you mute. I love the fact that there are all these ways that you can hide the fact that you're no longer listening to them online. It's
but
great.
You don't want to crush them by not following anymore, because then that adds its own thing.
You don't want to unfollow or unfriend. You just mute and... unfollow, which is different on Twitter.
We understand exactly what you're saying.
The Riot talks about wanting a day off, but when do we get a day off from them?
Boo! You suck at this!
It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
You know what I do when I see a deer? I just tackle it. I just go for a run as quiet as I can and just...
Creep up on it and body slam it.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I don't want to kill it. I just wanted to know who the dominant species is. So, I mean, I've tackled a few with my car, but the weird thing was, is like, after I said, I was like, ah, just kidding.
They didn't get up.
But
I feel like that's not fair.
That's on them.
They should have been training.
Mm. They should have been training and preparing themselves for that moment, is all I'm saying. There's a guy.
Is this the guy in the store?
The guy in Minneapolis. I'm still amazed by it. Well, it's just outside of Minneapolis in Wadena, Minnesota. There was a deer that wandered into Walmart.
Which happens. Sometimes you see videos online, like animals get in stores.
Yeah. Now, if Chris, our coughing friend here, like if he was in Walmart, he would have just gone down to the sporting goods department. And
he's got his card. He could have just borrowed a gun.
Taking care of that.
But for everybody else, the key and the goal was to safely get it out of the Walmart store.
This guy, he's like some kind of weird mix between a deer whisperer and a wrestler. He tackled it. He's got this deer tackled, and he's got it in like a leg lock and a headlock, and he's just laying there.
They're very strong, like you wouldn't think, but they're muscle. So if I was just like, yeah, I'll hold it down, I'm not going to be able to hold it down.
Nikki, that's why Chris wants to eat them. All that muscle.
All that muscle.
It's lean.
Oh, boy.
That's a lean meat right there.
So he tackled and got the deer and then got it out of the store?
Mm-hmm. Then they got it.
Was it
out
freed?
Of the store. No, it had to be put down. It became more. Nikki, I'm telling you right now, once they get a taste of the low prices at Walmart,
they won't ever go outside looking for food again.
They're just going to come back No matter where they go, nothing's going to compare to those rollbacks.
No, actually, it did, I think, get left out back outside.
Yeah, they let it go. But I'm
like
telling you.
Like, that's a bad thing. It's like, oh, it got let out. It's like, no, it got put back where it was initially. Right, that's right. Where it wants to be.
But I'm telling you, Nikki, once you get a taste of the Walmart experience, they know he'll be back. They know he will. So they work really hard
to make the
customer experience really good there.
Sure.
And despite the fact that he was manhandled, I'm sure he's interested in coming back.
I'm just, again, glad that they put him back out. So that he was alive and not like the guy said, well, no, I'll take him. And then he puts him in his car and puts the pillow over his face and holds down gently until he stops moving and crying. And he's then in a better place where other deer go, where they spend time at the farm.
Yeah, put him in my car. I'll take him where I'll take him where he can run
and be free and enjoy his real life he was meant to be.
He can be with his family.
And then the deer's like, where are we going? And he doesn't realize what is it, a rendering plant or whatever that thing is where
it's deer processing.
That's it, a processing center.
Deer processing.
He doesn't realize he's driving to the big farm in the sky.
Well, but it'll be over quickly.
It's just struggles.
Thanks for that pillow. I am so tired.
I got into the store.
That's the wrong side of my head, guys.
Put it under my head.
The wrong side of my head.
So, I hope he's free. Not like that free, but like free. Alive free.
It's the riot.
Yeah, it's pretty violent. Yeah, it's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Yeah.
Radio U.
So, hi, Danger Scene.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Good morning.
How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Good.
How was your show last night?
It was a lot of fun.
Last night was fun.
Hang on. I'm trying to put this on Facebook. I can't type and talk.
You can't type and multitask at the same time.
Social media.
Well, that's okay.
Wait, as soon as I click post, we are good.
We're good to go?
Yes!
All right, post is up.
There it is.
I'm in this now. Like, I'm in this now.
It is happening.
Yeah. So, how was the show last night?
It was good. It was sweaty. Yeah, it was very hot in there. I don't know if that venue believed in air conditioning, but
they wanted you to bring that if you wanted that yourself.
We tried to bring the heat, but it was already there.
Oh, really?
I did bring my number one fan. Oh, yeah, so that always helps.
I don't know if I love or hate everything that just happened here.
You're going to get lot of that.
A lot of that during this these few minutes. That's fine.
Dude, for real though, it's been really hot around here. It's supposed to be, was it like 90 yesterday at some point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then venue's just like, whatever. They don't even care.
No, they're like, they
just want your money.
They're just like, we really care about this extra $3 of no air conditioning. And we're like, okay, cool.
Maybe they just don't want people to get cold or anything. You know, they're just worried about them that way.
They don't want
to. You're just dying.
Didn't bring their jacket or something.
Yeah,
I will say that place was a very cool venue.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was very pretty. It was set up really nicely.
Well, plus, no matter what, it's always hot for you guys on stage, though, right?
Right, exactly.
This is true. There's no stage where it's not hot.
Yeah.
So, okay, how does that affect the way you dress when you go to a show? Like, you know you're going to be sweating like mad. Are you in, like, a whisking situation, or what are you wearing?
A whisking shirt? Yeah. You mean? Okay.
Well, it'd
in case
be,
you didn't
it
know
would
what
be,
that was.
It's like, that's foreign to me, but...
sweat whisking shirt? Like an Under Armour?
Oh, okay. No, I know what that is.
You guys aren't running the 5K today, are you?
No, we...
Running? Wait, are we running the 5K today?
Whisking is a industry term for the shirt, maybe, but like if you say Under Armour or a athletic shirt.
Man, I just assume everybody knew what a sweat whisking shirt
fit.
Was, but
dry fit.
There
like
you
that.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So a dry fit shirt, is that the kind of stuff you're wearing on stage?
Yeah, we only wear athletic stuff.
Yeah. Active wear?
Yeah. Do we own any of that stuff?
No,
we do not own activewear.
We own skinny jeans, joggers, and just black t-shirts.
Wait, pause. What's a jogger? Industry term.
Industry
I don't
term.
Know.
You don't. Okay, so you don't
oh
know joggers.
Goodness.
No.
Okay. I'm wearing them right now.
It is it's a like, mix between skinny jeans and sweatpants, basically.
Yeah, it's like a nicer dress, like not dressy.
Yeah,
but it's not sweats, it's not sweats. Almost.
It's a little bit more put together than just like sweats. Yeah, the style
All right,
of the pants.
Stand up.
Okay.
So you can see.
It's going to get weird, but I'm probably going to need you to turn around. Okay, all right.
There it is.
Elastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know what?
Tighter, like towards the legs.
Okay. That sort of thing. I don't want to take this the wrong way, but like, I can't wear pants with an elastic waistband because
oh, yeah. Do tell.
I need boundaries.
You need boundaries.
And I feel like that elastic waistband, like, that is not a boundary. And so those pants are going to fit good no matter what. And that's.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're like, oh, don't make fun of. No, it's real.
It's real.
I don't buy Doritos because I can't handle the responsibility. I'm not getting waistband pants.
Joggers.
Like, no joggers.
No joggers.
I can't buy Oreos because of the responsibility. Mm-hmm. There's no stopping.
See, Oreos, you can. Well, I'm good.
Really?
Then, yeah, I don't have a problem with Oreos.
Okay, but Doritos. Okay, let's go back to Doritos. Which Doritos are we talking about?
Man, I'll tell you, if we're really going all in, like, we're
which
at the
is
venue.
The only way to go.
No, we're going all in.
Okay, we're at the venue with no air conditioning, wearing our joggers, all yeah. in. Okay, spicy nacho.
There it is. Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude.
Whoa.
It's real. It's real.
Why whoa? So, like, that's a big thing.
Like you went to spicy. Like, well, most people would just be like, oh, nacho, like,
nacho cheese, Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch. Original kind of things. And you're just like, nah, man, we're going all the way to spicy.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say, if you go to a gas station to get spicy nacho and you're also getting a soda, just be aware of the fact that you're going to drink that soda down. Like, so...
Extra large soda.
Yeah, no, and you're going to slam it because it's spicy. So you want to be careful with that.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I mean, are we having some real talk or not?
Yeah, we're having
some
real talk.
I feel like this is all honest.
Yeah.
This whole thing has been.
There's a lot of honesty.
We're learning a lot.
I know. I feel that right now.
We learned about joggers. We learned about.
Whisking.
Dry fit.
Wicking.
Yeah.
Dry fit.
I feel good about it.
Yeah, this is real nice.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I got to tell you, sometimes. Like, if you watch The Riot on Facebook Live, in between the songs, or, like, during the songs, you're not missing anything, but...
When a band's here, though...
I want you to know that this conversation that I'm having with Danger Scene has been important.
It is taking a turn.
We talked frozen pizza. We're over that. You'll have to check the archive, but you guys are big supporters of American Standard toilets.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
It is the
quality.
Best.
The quality.
It's the quality... It's the flush pattern. It's all the things. I'm not kidding. This is very important to us.
The flush pattern?
I think here we have, is it church? Church toilets? What is it? No, it's something to where someone would always go, I'm going to church or something like that.
Oh, no, Nikki, that's just something that we say.
I thought it was literally called.
I'm going to go to church.
I'm going to go to church. I'll be back in a second. Yeah.
Chris, what was that? Why?
Sanctuary?
The seats are church.
The seats are church.
Oh, okay. Church seats.
But the toilets are Mansfield.
Mansfield?
Okay. Mansfield.
So, okay, then how did, like, at what point in your life, like, at some point, you had a moment where you were just like, American Standard is
or
the best,
nothing.
Right? Don't you guys think so? Like, when was that moment?
Man, that, I mean, you just, like, you have a good restroom experience, and you look down, and you see the brand, and you're like, this was good, and then you, like, go somewhere else, and then you have it again, and you're just like, this is consistently amazing.
It's like for us, like, when you tour, you know when a gas station is going to be consistently clean, have good drinks, and, like, all that kind of stuff, so you always go back to that same place.
I know what you're talking
Quick
about.
Quick Trip, Loves, like, Flying
Sheets,
Wawa. Yeah. Like, you know,
see those places. We've, like, crossed four lanes of traffic to get to a Quick Trip before. Just
dude,
because we came
too.
Over a hill and there was a Quick Trip there. We were like, we don't need to stop, but we're stopping.
We will see a Quick Trip and we're like, oh my gosh! And we'll take a sharp left and it's very dangerous.
Well, American Standard Toilets?
American it's Standard right Toilets. Get
if
a hold of us.
If you are listening, they got a lovely van.
You do.
I mean, you could put a toilet in there. It might not be working, but it's a seat.
You guys would be the first band ever sponsored by
a toilet
manufacturer.
There
That'd
we
be
go.
Awesome. So just to remember, Danger Scene, okay? That's them.
Dude, the new Danger Scene toilet from American Standard. For those times when Wawa's getting a little off the rails.
Something like
those
that.
Those times when you need to cross four lanes of traffic.
Because you need American Standard.
For a quick trip.
I feel like the new thing is always like the blah, blah, blah challenge. So this is the American Standard challenge. The next time you go to a restroom, you notice what type of toilet it is.
Mm-hmm.
And see what your experience is with
it. Perhaps then you could tag Danger Scene and let them know.
Oh, yeah, let us know about your toilet experience.
Yeah, something.
No.
Because I was almost going to say you could take a pic and hashtag it, but I mean like of American Standard of just like that
the
little
brand.
Part of the toilet.
Please don't send us here.
Not of the whole toilet.
Yeah, we don't want to see too much.
Okay. Wow. Just as a side note, Lennox is coming up in a second.
Yeah, we'll check it with them.
And I heard you guys are making new music.
Yes, we are. This last Monday and Tuesday we were in the studio. We worked with Josiah Prince again from Disciple.
So, oh yeah,
He's been a consistent producer for us. We work with him so well.
Okay.
So we just got out of the studio. We'll be going back to do vocals. We didn't get them all finished up, but really excited about what we had there. We're just doing a single, so it'll be just one song. Hopefully, we'll have some new information about that in the next couple months or so.
What kind of toilets at the studio? You remember?
I don't think so. I think he had just a generic.
Mm. Well, maybe generic if you're toilet. Done, and do you give your producer a gift at the end, like a thank you thing or something?
We'll give him American Standard
toilet.
Gift card.
Yes, like that.
Oh, gift card. Okay. Yes. All right. Okay.
That's classy.
To wherever fine American Standard products are sold.
I don't know. We're going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for hanging out.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks so much.
New music coming from Danger Scene. Just stay posted to their sites to see when that will happen.
Mm-hmm. And American Standard toilets. I know that at least all day today, I'm checking the brand everywhere I go.
Every toilet. Yeah.
Don't want to talk to the Riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
It is the Riot. We are in the studio with Lennox.
Yay!
Do you guys have any brands that you want to support just at the start? Like
coming off of Danger Scene and they're ringing endorsements of a few products.
Red Baron and American Standard.
Unless they're writing checks. I'm not mentioning their name. Nope. But I'm available to the highest bidder.
That's right.
And the bar is set very, very low.
Yeah, just give us a dollar.
Just a buck will do it.
Okay, right on. Well, you know what? Talk to me after. We'll see if we can get you guys set up. Because for whatever reason, I don't know, I believe I actually have $2 in my pocket right now.
All right.
So now you're going to be sponsored by Obadiah for the next show that you have.
Done.
It's pretty exciting.
Done.
It really is.
Wear a t-shirt, banner, whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll go way in the hole on this.
Actually, you know what? I just started that Twitch channel. Maybe for $2, they could wear my Twitch channel.
That's a great idea.
It's perfect. Just as a complete side note, where are you guys at on the new Golden Girls Clue edition that just got announced?
Oh, wow.
Do you guys play Clue ever?
It's been a while.
Yeah. If I gave you a Golden Girls edition, would you be more likely to play?
It's also been a while since I've seen any Golden Girls.
I used to watch that, didn't you? It's been a grip.
Hot minute, huh? Well,
yeah.
It's time. Like, they just announced it.
It just pulled up.
It just happened. Okay. You guys could be playing.
It was Blanche in the kitchen.
With the cheesecake.
Oh, my God.
Done.
I bet that's an actual scenario.
I bet that is. I bet that's the winning one every time.
So, Lennox, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah?
Excited to be back out, playing some shows, traveling around.
You don't seem very excited when you say that.
I am.
Remember, the camera's on you.
I was dancing on the intro.
Yes, that's right.
So, did you guys feel like the venue was too hot last night?
It was a little toasty.
Yeah.
It was a little bit toasty.
Yeah.
Third song in, and I looked at Michael, and I was just like, whew, yeah, we are.
We're sweating now. We're
sweaty.
Doing this.
Yeah. No, it was fun, though. It was a cool place.
Good. So are you doing a lot of shows now, or are you just spot dates here and there?
We've got just kind of three in the row. We booked a festival for Saturday on the Jersey Shore.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's doing a fist bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those who aren't watching him.
If you're not watching on Facebook, you missed it.
You missed it. Yeah,
okay,
see?
Anytime. Radio Log U Riot in. Or Radio U, this will be there.
Okay.
That'll never go away.
Yeah.
You just did. That's
always
for history.
Be in style. So we're routing out to that, which meant a show here last night. We were playing Pittsburgh tonight, and then we're there Saturday, and then a smooth 13, 14-hour ride home.
Woo!
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Now, Obi, did you want to ask and get an update on the Linux pool party situation like you mentioned earlier?
Every time we talk, I want to know about when is your
the
next
infamous
bring your
pool
own pool
parties.
Party.
Looking like it's going to be in June. So
okay.
Plan a little trip.
Okay. All right.
Send you an invite.
Okay. The question that I came to today that, like, when everybody's setting up their pool, it's probably pretty exciting. Like, everybody's inflating, the water's coming out, whatever.
Is everybody your nickname for me?
Well, okay.
I'm assuming that, like, more than you are coming.
At
like,
the Lennox household in the yard, everybody's supposed to bring their own pool. So, like, you have your own kiddie pool, not too big. Like, you have to probably keep it still pretty small. And so do they bring it and then set it up there? Or
most of them either have Amazon delivered to the house beforehand.
Shut up.
Or they drop it off per our request because it takes, like, 2 hours to fill these things.
Sure. Right. And eat it. Yeah.
So, and then they're a little warmer if it's a second day. So the day before, I'll set them all up. But then everybody leaves them every year, and I clean them and dry them out and everything. So I have 8 or 9 in the
attic.
And
then they can come and pick them up?
Well, no, they just come
so
the next year.
You're telling me that if I go ahead and inflate my pool and drop it off.
Yeah.
No, I could just drop it off.
Yeah.
You're
going to
inflate it, put it water in it, and then clean up the mess?
Yeah, if you have any dry cleaning you want to drop off either, that's really
we'll
fine.
We'll cook your food.
Yeah, whatever you got.
That's normally not how parties are.
Very
so you know, like
that's a
we
Nashville
bring a side
party.
Dish and we bring a dessert, but that's about it. We don't make you blow up all the pools.
The only thing different about a Nashville party is that you just show up 2 hours late.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So we started at 10 a.m., which means we start at noon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my question was, like, when everybody shows up for your bring your own pool party and, like, okay, so everything's set up. Like, once everybody gets in their pools,
what do they do?
What do you do then?
You just hang out.
You're just sitting there?
Yeah. I mean, usually you go to someone's house and you have some snacks.
We don't do that.
No. You know on TV shows when they do that?
Okay, because we're just going by Golden Girls.
Nice
friend's house and they brought
all
the cheesecake.
Together, so.
Yeah, if they're all hanging out in the kitchen.
Okay, in the kitchen.
Get rid of the table.
Put a pool. Okay, that's it. You're supposed to talk to each other and see how it's going.
Yeah,
okay.
We have hot pools. So like you'll end up in a pool of 2 or 3 people.
Okay.
Yeah. And then like after a while you're
just go to another pool.
Then it's like going to someone's house, but you're just going.
You're going to their pool.
5 feet away.
Yeah. I just don't know if I'm comfortable enough with my personality
with
and my
body.
Like I might Skype in for that.
Sure.
Like you guys can just pass, you know, like the iPad from pool.
Just
to pool
get
in
like
a
waterproof one.
Yeah,
and just, we'll put you on a float and we'll just have you bobbing around.
Sounds like a great time. Really does. So we're spending time with Lennox. What did you bring me?
Oh yeah. So you may have known that we did a yard sale recently, which historically don't go great for us.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I totally forgot because.
What did you bring him?
So,
it looks like CD cases.
Scott and I have a same problem. We buy a lot of discount DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
So what'd you bring?
Is that all of your movies?
These are all the ones that didn't sell. So that's all of them. Yeah, that's all of them.
So wait, are you giving him these?
No,
or this is
he's
good?
Not like, let me keep them.
They are yours.
We got
yeah, please take them. We do not have those in our house.
They're from a very specific time period.
So these are just DVDs, no cases.
Okay.
Oh, check out that last one's at Five Iron Frenzy.
Where's the movies? Like, I mean, Aqua Teen Hunger Force is missing.
Yeah, I think actually one of the Philmont guys probably says
so. Like,
some are missing and some are pirated, but a lot of them are legitimate movies.
Pirated at the last pool party.
Harvey Birdman,
yeah.
The Lady Killers.
Man,
I really do feel like I'm in Blockbuster.
Yeah.
We've got Disc 2, Season 2 of The Family Guy.
So is this random?
They're pretty random.
Christmas Story, The Office.
You need to pass these out at shows. Why aren't you selling these things at shows?
Kids don't know what DVDs are anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'll autograph this copy of Clerks 2 for you. Like, for only $1.
Well, you've got quite the gift. Thanks for not bringing me that.
Yeah, see, there's two cases, but I was going to let you decide.
Look at this, more the, like, it's hard to, the case is hard to work with a little bit here, but, you know, if I was moving a little more slowly.
Sure.
Be fine. So, dude, you know what? Like, between this and your pool party, like, we could have, like, a 2004, like, throwback. You know what I'm saying?
Watch some DVDs.
Yeah, some DVDs.
Hang out in the pool.
Dude, seriously, I wish you could come to my house right now because if you saw the shelf.
Of his DVD collection and Blu-rays.
I had to start stacking them like a different...
That's awesome. Are they organized in any particular way? We got alphabetical.
They used
genre?
To be like they used to be, but now
yeah, they're alphabetical by like plastic because they still have plastic on them because he's not washing them.
What?
He just buys them and
not
puts them there.
All of them are like that. I do have 5 copies of Star Trek 2.
But no one's commenting on that.
Lennox.
Thank you guys so much for
coming in and sharing us
again about the pool parties and now the DVD problem as well. We didn't know about
that.
It's
not my problem anymore.
It's his problem. It was always his.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Oh, yes, of course. I always pee on ATMs.